Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Rachel. What do you do when you step down as Taoiseach? Well, you sit outside a coffee shop in Dublin and take abuse for being gay. So says the report in this morning's Irish Daily Mirror. And how do they know? Because those shouting the abuse at Leo Varadkar from their car filmed themselves doing so before they drove off and posted it online. In a similar vein, the first black mayor in Northern Ireland, we mentioned her here yesterday, has already been the target of online hate speech from the far right. That's according to the Belfast Telegraph, which says the abusers include the US conspiracist Alex Jones. Covering the same story, the Irish News notes that the new mayor of Derry and Strabane originally came here as a refugee from Kenya. And refugees and government's treatments of them are the main preoccupations of the papers this morning. Tensions escalate over refugee returns, is the front page headline in the Irish Examiner. It says government ministers are critical of their colleague, Justice Minister Helen McEntee, for failing to get a grip of the migration issue, which has now sparked a standoff with the British government. None of the ministers doing the criticising are named in the article. The Irish Daily Mail focuses on Helen McEntee's proposal to Cabinet today that Britain be redesignated a safe country so that refugees can be sent back there. The Irish Times explains that Britain was not regarded as safe after it decided to send asylum seekers to Rwanda, as you've heard. Although the Mail says that even when Britain was designated safe, no refugees were ever sent back there. Again, an unnamed Cabinet source told the Mail that Helen McEntee's initiative will have little effect. Another unnamed source says that the Irish government has become a tool in the Tory campaign. The front page coverage on the row with Britain in the Irish Daily Star has a photo of Rishi Sunak with the headline, "Rishi, we're here." A blurry CCTV photo of a man running appears in several papers. He's wearing shorts, a t-shirt and white gloves. The Mirror caption explains that the red marks on his gloves are blood and points out that in one hand he's holding a knife. The picture is from a street in London and was taken 2 years ago, just after the man had killed Clareman Thomas O'Halloran, who used to busk in his mobility scooter outside tube stations. In court, the man admitted killing Thomas O'Halloran. The court was told he was psychotic at the time, suffering delusions and paranoia. Back to the front pages, and the Irish Times reports that there's been a significant increase in people being caught driving while using a mobile phone. The paper says that the Road Safety Authority puts this down to the new plan for Gardaí to spend 30 minutes of each shift on traffic policing. There's also been an increase in the number of breath tests and vehicle seizures, according to the Times. Still on transport, inside the same paper, letter writer Mary Rigney feels sorry for one young man she saw on the Lewis lately. He noticed an older woman struggling to get on and he offered her his seat. She refused in a loud voice declaring, "I will not be 69 until my next birthday, you know."
Sometimes it's hard to do the right thing.
I think I'd have taken the seat.
So would I. Ronan, thank you very much.